Or would that have been something people in this area would have had?
Yes, I think they did. They had what they called overstuffed furniture, a couch and a chair that matched.
Okay. They would have called it a couch probably more than a sofa, you think?
Yes, we call them couches more than we do sofas.
Would they have ever had anything like a davinette or a davenport?
I don't remember. Now, Hamels did.
Okay.
They have what they call a fainting couch.
Fainting couch.
Uh-huh. Okay. I had never heard that expression until I did tours at the Hamel House. But it's a couch and it comes up, you know.
Kind of lean back, uh-huh, but not be totally reclined. Yeah. It kind of has a raised part.
And it didn't have the back like a couch does.
I see.
And they call it a fainting couch.
I haven't heard of that either, fainting couch. That's really helpful. Now, would they have had, you mentioned, we were talking about couches, in the bedrooms, would they have had anything to put, a furniture to put clothes in, like a bureau or a dresser?
Yes, they did. They had dressers. I think they usually called them dressers.
Okay, that's what I was
wondering. Now, of course, my folks in Kansas call them bureaus.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But here, most people call them dressers.
Okay.
And, of course, now they are uptown. They call them armoires.
Armoires. I like dressers better.
I do, too. Of course, an armoire isn't like a dresser. It's more like a clothes closet.
Mm-hmm.
And
most stuff up in.
Yeah, most people have built-in clothes closets now rather than armoires.
Yeah. And all those things together, the chairs and tables and all of that would be called what?
Furniture.
Okay. Now, in the early days, when you first came to Georgetown as a young girl, did you have indoor plumbing in your house? Did y'all have water in the house?
Yes.
You did. So you didn't have to worry about
hauling outside.
Water.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing the water comes into the house through, what would you call that?
Pipe?
Yeah. Or the thing that it actually comes out of?
Faucet.
Okay. Now, the reason I asked that is, I was wondering if there would be a difference between like a faucet and a spigot or a tap.
A spigot or a tap is usually referred to outside.
Okay, great.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have a water supply outdoors, mm-hmm, it's usually called either a spigot or a tap. Mm-hmm. But inside, they're faucets.
People who didn't have indoor water but had to bring it from like a well or something, what would they bring it in?
Bucket.
Just a bucket. Was that usually made out of tin or
galvanized tin?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you remember what your mother would have used to a cloth she would have used to wash dishes with?
She called it a dish rag.
Okay, and the thing she used to dry?
Dish towel.
Would she have ever called it a tea towel?
Oh, probably. Yeah,
okay.
Tea towel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would she have used to?
Tea kettle.
Yeah, a tea kettle, is that what she'd call,
mm-hmm,
to boil water in?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What would she have used to cook up ham or eggs or bacon?
Frying pan.
Would she have ever called it a skillet?
Oh, yeah, skillets.
Those are
cast iron skillets.
Cast iron skillets.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Now, you had electricity in the early days,
uh-huh,
when you came here. I was wondering if...
They brought electricity to town in 1887, I believe. This hydroelectric plant is one of the first ones. It's at the end of this street, and I don't think you can go in now, but you might go up and look through the grill,
mm-hmm,
at the doorway. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. It's powered by water.
Huh. Now, that's not in use anymore, though, is
it? Oh, yes.
Oh, it still
is?
That's
all
still
computerized, yeah.
Oh, so they've modernized it now.
My husband's father was what they called operator there for 34 years.
Lovely.
He'd go up and just sit and watch the machines run, and if any